My name is Miss Mendez, and I am the host on the Memoirs of Her podcast. Tonight's topic of discussion will be based on becoming a wife after a maiden lifestyle. A woman is full of circles. Within her is the power to create, nurture, and transform. And that was written by Diane Marie Chow. And the whole moral of that statement, or quote, should I say, is that women go through various cycles in life and different changes and experiences. However, the power innately in her to create, nurture, and transform as she transitions in each stages is phenomenal. Okay? So, when I think about womanhood, I think about development, growth, experience, and creation. And in my opinion, womanhood is all about reaching a centerpiece of her control. For instance, when dealing with conflict resolution, a woman knows how to conduct herself with class, words, and self-control. She knows how to de-escalate an argument and knows when to resolve or respectfully withdraw from a conflict when feeling disrespected by anyone or thing. Womanhood is in fact about reaching a level of self-love, respect for oneself. It is when a woman discovers her worth, will, and power to blossom into who she is meant to be. Not only that, but being able to manage the transition and cycles of life biologically and according to just the different various changes in position and roles. Okay, she understands her value, feminine attributes, hygiene, and know what she's capable of bringing to the table when working together with a partner, team, business associate, and general family. Womanhood is a cycle of life and changes a woman will endure for a lifetime while transforming and transitioning from and into roles and positions in life, whereas women becomes much wiser and experienced in certain activities such as motherhood, which is a special art in itself, and becoming a man's wife. Tonight, I will be discussing becoming a wife after establishing a womanhood. Usually, when a woman decides to become a wife, it's not until she is chosen by a man with integrity and who's ready to make an honest woman out of her. An honest woman is characterized by her worth, her innocence, and genuinity. A wife is a selfless role filled with dedication, building, and expansion with her husband. A wife is a woman who learned how to share her life with another man who have experienced the many phases of manhood. They come together to build, procreate, and share financial gains, investments together. And personally, I've always wanted to get married for the experience. And it's not until I decided that marriage requires the role of a wife and not just a man validating a woman's worth through his proposal and act of professing his love. So lately, instead of getting married, I thought about becoming someone special, some special man's wife someday. I thought about the role and what it takes to be a wife and how the transition will make, would grow, develop emotionally and on an intellectual level. So I thought about how these different, you know, experiences will help me to develop into a greater woman and wife as far as role. Okay. And I thought about various things such as a wife character, domesticated life to a degree, and the qualifications of what constitutes a woman as a wife. Okay. So I'm going to be talking about womanhood, the several phases of being a woman. I will talk about the biological cycle of womanhood, and then I will talk about the life of a maiden, and then lastly, I will talk about the role of a wife. So with that being said, I hope that you all sit back and just enjoy the ambiance of the music and enjoy the food of knowledge and wisdom that I'm going to be sharing on tonight's show. So with that being said, without further ado, we're going to get right into the show. Okay, so first things first, I'm going to talk about womanhood and the several phases of being a woman. And that consists of being a maiden, a wife, a mother, a terminology called crone. It is a sage, warrior, and healer. Okay, so I'm just going to briefly explain what each entail and what it's all about. But these are, in fact, cycles in which, you know, or phases in which women do either grow into or become over time. Okay, through to life course and situations. Okay, so the first things first is a maiden, right? A maiden is someone who is a young lady who's considered unmarried, or a woman who's known as a virgin. And a maiden usually has a certain type of role, basically when she's in the developing stages of learning and experiencing and learning what life is all about and getting her life together and things of that sort. Okay, sometimes in the maiden stage, in traditional roles, sometimes a woman was taught how to maintain a home, a domesticated lifestyle in home, and, you know, groomed into a wife, you know. But this day and time, in this age, a maiden could consist of someone, a young lady, who's learning how to get herself established first and to find someone who complements her in the same aspect and attribute. So that's what's happening in this day and time in modern days compared to in traditional role. Okay, so right now I would say a maiden woman is someone who may live a single life but is more explorative and free in her approach while she goes on a self-discovery of learning who and what she is and learning about the different and various cultures of life and, you know, just being an adult, what a young adult is all about, and, you know, understanding the difference between prioritizing her life and getting her life together, understanding the various relationships such as friendships, relationships, working relationships. She's going through various changes as far as experiencing and coming into a knowing. So sometimes, in most cases, you know, she may not know it all, but, you know, she is in the learning stage, and, you know, she is, if she is humble enough, she will be able to open herself up to different wisdom from various women that may be older than her, if she's not the type to, you know, reject constructive criticism from someone who's helping to develop into a greater young lady or young woman, per se. And usually a maiden is someone who's between the ages of their early 20s to their like late 30s into the 40s stage, where, you know, basically when they still in childbearing age, you know. So yeah, so I say usually not even 20, but I would say a young woman, once she comes into her cycle, or, you know, her menstrual cycle, she becomes a young lady, a woman, because she's able to conceive, but she's not developed mentally, she's not developed physically, but it's just her body going through a biological transformation and transition. However, in traditions, they value a young lady when she has her menstrual cycle and things of that sort. So usually it may be early on, from the age of 8 and up, to that age when, you know, women are still in a childbearing age. That's considered a maiden, an unmarried woman or girl. Okay, now moving along to wife. It is a woman in a marital relationship with the man known as her husband or spouse. Now, this was something that I was really edging towards and really thinking about. Like, I'm still in my childbearing age, yes, but I am in my late 30s, and although I've gone through various establishments as far as developing career, learning how to manage and make money, learning how to raise a child, you know, and, you know, experiencing motherhood in its essence and learning various things and experiences, you know, relationships with the opposite sex, things of that sort, or same sex as far as having friendships with women and things of that sort. I've learned so much. But when it comes down to being someone's wife, to me, it goes way beyond just a legal document and paper. But to be someone's wife, as far as when it entails society, it does constitute a different feeling, a different meaning, an essence of, you know, when a man professes his love to you and proposes to you, you know, it's something, you know, when love is there and that man, you know, share his love and professes his love to you. And, you know, it's not a lot of times men don't just go off just marrying any woman, you know, and the fact that they choose one woman or a woman to be their wife is a very valuable thing. Okay, the same way how when a woman or a maiden comes to the establishment of self-love and self-respect, and when she comes to that self-discovery of why it's important for her to have self-respect and self-love for herself and self-care, when she understands that, you know, those things don't change when she becomes married to the man, you know, she's not changing who she was, she's just becoming and transitioning into a better person, you know. So when a woman can still validate those things within herself, such as love, being cared for, and respect, other than trying to seek the approval and initiation from a man, she already had that established within herself, making herself whole. So when I think about being a wife, I realized that it takes a lot of selfless acts as far as learning how to not just negotiate with your partner, but understanding the dynamic of compromising, but compromising with compassion and reasoning, you know, and being able to see eye to eye with one another, you know. And negotiation is normally more of a business transaction between, you know, a man and a wife, whether they are conducting a business together. Negotiation is totally different from compromise. But compromise is when you saying, you denying yourself something for the betterment of another in most cases. And being selfless is when you, it's the act of thinking of another person's well-being before your own. Not neglecting yourself in totality, no, but taking a moment in time to put another person first, their needs, their wants, temporarily, but with the expectation with it being reciprocated in return. So basically, if a man is taking care of his wife, the wife takes care of her husband without any animosity or without it being one-sided, because just as much as a wife has a duty to a husband has a duty and responsibility and role to his wife. And it shouldn't be something that's just, you know, minute to where, oh, the man does the providing and protecting, so the wife has to do the cooking and the cleaning. All of that kind of concept and connotation, we could put that to the wayside. It's about seeing that man as your wife. It's about seeing that woman, as your husband, and seeing that woman as your wife. Okay, someone who you respect, someone who you love, and someone who you genuinely care about. Okay, that's what it's about. And then when that act of selflessness come in, it's like, could you say no to yourself for your husband to just be happy and fulfilled, you know? And I said, you know what? Even though I may be selfish, I think I could do a little selflessness, you know, because I've learned a little something. Not to drag it out, but I really thought about it, and I said, you know what? Yeah, maybe I can. Instead of being stubborn or selfish or whatever the case might be, I can compromise, because you know, even in a previous relationship, I had to have a lot of patience. And that patience had made me see life and relationships way different, you know. And sometimes I do condone a relationship where, as a young lady in a relationship with an older man, in essence, as far as a young lady being at least 21 and up, and if she chooses to date a 35-year-old man, I would say there are benefits to that as far as her being able to become more mature and see life from a different aspect rather than from a playful and immature perspective. So there are benefits to that. So I've experienced being with the older man, and I've learned a lot of patience and a lot about, you know, putting my idiosyncrasies or whatever things to the wayside and learning how to be patient and things of that sort and see things from a different perspective rather than from, you know, a bratty or stubborn perspective, you know, what I would say. So it does have its perks. It's not just about, you know, having a sugar daddy. It's not just about an older man just taking care of you and you just, you know, his companion and things of that sort. No, you're actually really getting to know that man and that man getting to know you and teaching you and teaching you things that you may have not learned or things of that sort, you know. And sometimes, you know, in most cases, you know, you could just be in a relationship that where you and your partner are of the same age or just a couple of age older than you. It's still healthy when you go into it with the right mindset and the right heart when you end the relationship with someone. Okay? So, yes. Okay? So, being a wife, it was something that I thought about what I wanted to do. And I really thought about it that I want to spend my life with someone as far as having a companion, someone who I can travel with, and yes, someone who I can have children with in the future, being that I'm still in my childbearing age, and where I can get myself together financially, me and my partner can get financially stable and secure in our position, and being able to share a home together without tearing each other's head off or without the feeling of, oh, I love them, but I just don't like them. I don't want that. I want to like my husband and I want to love my husband. Like, I want it to be so fun in my home, meaning that we can enjoy laughter. We can enjoy the fact that we made mistakes, but we learn from our mistakes. You know, have that open avenue of communication, you know, compassion and compromise and, you know, all of those things that are healthy, just as much as the things that may be unhealthy and we could work on, you know, which I call our shadow selves. But I always recommend people to work on that shadow self first before actually getting into relationship. And I want the type of union with my husband to where as I don't want to get a divorce. Getting a divorce is no such thing. You know, so I really, you know, ask the universe to send me someone who is my soul twin, someone who values marriage, someone who I can grow old with, and someone who I can love and enjoy for a lifetime. Not someone who I'm gonna just love on a conditional base and, you know, it just be temporary, but someone who I can love unconditionally. Want the best for them and they want the best for me. Okay, so I don't mean to go off tangents, but wife is the second thing to a phase in which a woman goes through. Okay, now motherhood. Okay, motherhood is women's ability to have children, raise children, whether it's biological or non-biological, or a surrogate woman who bears the egg of another woman and is known as the carrier and conceived through insemination of the father's sperm. Meaning, so when a woman is a surrogate, sometimes she may go through a surgery and she might take the woman's egg and give birth. Take the woman's egg. Most 9 times out of 10, sometimes it could be a husband and a wife. Sometimes a woman freezes her eggs and she might need a younger woman to be the carrier, give an example, for her baby. So usually in most cases what happens when a woman agrees to, a younger woman agrees to that, she uses her eggs and is usually through surgery and then have the insemination of the father's sperm to where she can conceive with that egg and carry the mother's child. Okay, so a mother is someone who is selfless, compassionate, and an overseer of her shared offsprings with the biological father. Now, I know in some cases we have a lot of single mothers that may not have the father present, but at the end of the day, that father is still your child's biological parent, meaning, you know, he was the giver, meaning the seed. He you know, initiated the seed, and we know how all of that goes, and you carried his baby for the duration of 10 months. So biologically, he's still the father. So even though he may not be present and he may be absent, biologically, you're still sharing a child in common, okay? Regardless of the role of him being a father and you being a mother, because a mother's going to always be a mother to her child, okay? And then you have the fourth stage, which is called the crone. In most derogatory terms, they call a crone or even a sage, which I'll talk about. Women that are witches. That's what the negative connotation that it get. But a crone is a postmenopausal woman, a woman who's no longer able to bear children, but has a lot of knowledge and experience as a woman, mother, and or wife that can be passed on to younger generation of women in their development stage as a young lady or young woman. Okay, so yeah, so even though a crone may have a negative connotation as far as being witches or whatever the case might be, this is the correct terminology of a crone. Okay, and the fifth stage is, which I consider the golden and honorable stage, is a woman who is wise and prudent. You know, people often look up to her for insight, courage, wisdom, inspiration, advice, guidance, and grandma remedies and parable stories. You know, so yes, this is what a sage is. You know, women go through that and it's a part of womanhood. And like I said, it's the golden and honorable age of a woman in their older age. Okay. And then there's another terminology, which is very rare, is a warrior. A woman that's a warrior. The women warrior's energy is different than the masculine warrior's energy. A woman warrior, she is more strategic and can use her words as her sword to cut others down. That's powerful. And a woman warrior is someone who defends core feminine values, and it doesn't have nothing to do with being a feminist. She is known to defend the weak and less fortunate, and she's an influencer and fighter of peace and justice as her main mission. So this is what a warrior is. And I know that some of us women, we have that degree of warriorness in us, you know. And at times, sometimes, you know, when they show, not to go off tangents, but just to give an example, Wonder Woman, right? She's a warrior, but she's also feminine as well, right? Wonder Woman, right? And then there's other cartoon characters, but I don't want to get to that. But let's talk about another aspect in reality TV where we see basketball wives and, you know, whatever kind of wives, you know, wives of Atlanta, whatever. We see a lot of times women in particular fighting each other. Like they just have this territorial mindset where they have to attack each other or downplay each other. And that's the negative side of being a warrior, as far as a woman fighting each other and trying to get a one up on one on each other. That's a prime example of women having that warrior's vibe in them, you know, that fight in them and not giving up. However, it's just utilized and channeled in the wrong connotation and situation, you know, because 9 times out of 10, those women in particular don't know how to control their emotions, control a situation, de-escalate a situation, rather than having to physically fight someone because they quote unquote, feel violated. But to avoid those, you know, images on TV as far as them fighting each other like animals. That's just sickening, in my opinion. However, as you move along to the seventh stage of womanhood, which is being a healer. Women are known as healers of their tribe and nations. They grow medicinal herbs and develop healing remedies to restore the sick, mentally ill, and troubled soul. Women healers were known as nurses, midwives, and mentors. And sometimes in, you know, the traditional aspect, as far as the tribal aspect, you might have shamanism, women that's into shamanism, or just, you know, a craft. I don't want to say witchcraft, but a craft to where they heal. Maybe they into white magic, and, you know, not black magic, but white magic, where they heal another person and they learn different various medicine herbs and things of that sort. So yes. But like I said, I don't want to give a negative connotation on these types of women as far as being witches and things of that sort. But this is a profession. It is a gift that women have, the gift of healing hands and being able to heal another person, not just on a physical base, but spiritually heal another person, because I did mention troubled souls. Okay, so yes. Okay, and with the bonus. Okay, since I talked about the several phases of being a womanhood, which is maiden, wife, mother, crone, sage, a warrior, and healer, I wanted to talk about the terminology of miss, missers, and miss, and mix. Okay, I'm going to talk about what they mean. All right, so the first things first. Give me 1 second. Mistress and Mrs., Miss and Mix, MX, might all be used in a formal setting when meeting someone new or when addressing an educator or when addressing envelopes. Okay? So, Mrs., with MRS, is the title given to women that are or were at one time married. So, it is Mrs. Miss is, okay? And then Miss. Miss is the title given to unmarried and young women, pronounced as Miss. Okay? And then Miss is used when you are unsure of a woman's marital status. It can also be used for a single woman or a woman who was married but either divorced or separated. So this is pronounced as Miss. Okay, but it's MS. Now, Mix, MX, is a gender-neutral title given to those who choose not to identify with the gender, and it's pronounced, once again, as Mix. Okay, so yes, I just wanted to share that bonus, and woohoo! Now we understand what each of those terminology means when it comes down to addressing a woman, right? So now that I talked about the several phases of being a woman, I will talk about the biological cycle of womanhood. And with that being said, we'll be right back. Thank you. Hey, and we are back. I'm really feeling this music. I really love it. This is nice and instrumental. Very sweet music. Good vibes. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about the biological cycle of womanhood. I'm going to keep it short and brief, but usually this is the biological cycle of womanhood, where you go through an infancy stage, basically when you are born, and that's usually from the ages of 0 all the way up to being 7. And usually puberty is the stage where, you know, sometimes young ladies get their period at the age of 8 all the way up until the age of 19, or I would say 18. Okay, and usually they're going through that period of puberty, as far as understanding, you know, their body parts and going through hormonal differences and changes during that period, as far as between the ages of 13 to 15 years old. That's where the puberty stage is at its highest duration. And then you have sexual maturation, which is from the ages of 19 all the way up into late 40s, or whatever the case might be, you know. And usually, you know, you got some sexually experienced women that are masters at sex, you know. You got some women who are traditional, who just do, you know, just have certain encounters with a person they may be dating or who they are with. Normally 9 times out of 10 they call it a boyfriend or something of that sort, or sometimes they just go through an explorative period where they are having various sexual pleasures and things of that sort, as far as, you know, understanding the propensity and sensual nature of sex and things of that sort. So usually in that period, there is a sexual maturation period, and it is a reproductive age, usually from the ages of, I would say, legal age is 19, or I would say not even 19, but 20 and up. Okay. Where consensus could be approved and things of that sort, even though you have some teenagers that are engaging in practicing sex and things of that sort and having consensual sex, even though it is not appropriately right, but they are having it out of context. Okay. And a lot of times they may not understand the different dangers of sexual transmitted diseases, which is STDs. They may not understand the repercussions, such as unplanned pregnancy and things of that sort. They are just really, you know, engaging each other because of the hormonal changes that they are going through. So usually that context, they have to be able to mature over time and just understand that it's just not about just a climax or just that period of being able to have that feeling of ecstasy when having sexual intercourse. Okay, so yeah, it's a little bit cliche, a little bit sort of uncomfortable, but I had to get it out. And then another cycle, biological cycle of womanhood, is called a climax. Climacteric period. Okay. Excuse me. I meant to say climacteric period, in which women go through. So a climacteric is the period of life starting from a decline of ovarian activity until after the end of an ovarian function. And climacteric is considered to be a natural change of life, which may be accompanied by various health consequences such as menopausal symptoms, osteoporosis, coronary heart disease, or Alzheimer's disease. Okay, so the last phase of a biological cycle of women is called the post-climacteric, which is usually the elderly years, is the period after undergoing a menopause. So usually sometimes, you know, when you are of that golden age and you pass the menopausal stage, some, you know, women may experience this, the after effect of menopause and things of that sort, and sometimes be dealing with an underlying issue or medical condition as a underlying medical concern as far as women going through the aftermath of menopause. Okay, and menopause, once you have it and you've gone through it, that is it as far as the fertilization period and being able to produce children and things of that sort. However, in most cases, you have women in a older age, maybe in their 60s, and they still able to have children. So it beat the odds of what society or what the internet might say as far as the average age of when a woman stops having children and going through menopause and things of that sort. Okay, so now that I talked about the biological cycle of womanhood, I am going to talk about the maiden, the life of a maiden. Okay, so the life of a maiden consists of a young woman in her self-discovery stage, where she is finding herself. Sometimes she may go through a family tree of wanting to learn her heritage, where she's from, things of that sort. And then just understanding her likes and dislikes and what she wants to do in life, how she wants to maintain stability and have that sense of security in life. A lot of times a woman go through that. Okay, and then it also consists of a young woman who is a novice in an initiating stage, such as developing career skills, experiencing humanity in various relationships, and preparing for adult responsibilities. Okay, and I noticed that sometimes a lot of young women, including myself, you know, usually skip the stage of becoming a wife and go right into motherhood. And usually, you know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not saying that I did not want to be a wife before having children, because of course I wanted to be a wife, but at that day and age and that time, I knew it was something that I wanted. But at the end of the day, I can want something, but if the other person don't want it, is not ready for it, then that person wasn't able to make an honest woman out of me. So I skipped that part and had a child and experience motherhood. Have I been taught what motherhood was about? Have I took a course? No, you never have a manual on how to raise a child, but at the end of the day, your responsibilities are different. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, some young ladies go into responsibilities of a motherhood because they want someone to love, someone to care for. But it's not just that. Sometimes being an independent young lady where you could provide for yourself and being able to take care of your household and get yourself equipped enough to where you know how to heal yourself, you know how to make money, you know how to care for yourself without someone else's caring for you, you know how to depend on someone just as much as someone could depend on you, and you know how to establish a business, learning financial literacy, having all of these things equipped, as a young lady and learning these things and coming into a case of knowing is a beautiful thing before getting into marriage and before having children, because at least you could be a book. You could be a book of knowledge where you're going through the experience and you're teaching yourself, educating yourself before just getting into a traditional role. And it's not just, it's not a derogatory term or something that's far-fetched, or you don't have to have that connotation that you're never going to meet the right person, because guess what? You will meet the right person if you change your mindset, okay? And how your mannerism are as well, okay? So just taking a route of having a baby, yes, it will increase your responsibility, but you get more out of when you educate yourself, when you put yourself in a position where you don't have to struggle, but you're able to take care of your children. Even though you may have a support group and may have support as far as having your family to help you to take care of the children and everything, but it's just as good when you're able to maintain your own, have your own household, your own car, your own bills, and be in partnership with someone that can help you to raise your children. 9 times out of 10, the biological father that you bear his children with, and y'all can raise those children together in a two-family home and not just as a single parent. Okay? Now, another factor is young women who are sexually poised and is a virgin. You got some women who never had sex, and they were all about, you know, being successful in life and, you know, being able to find that right person. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, as far as being a virgin. But not only is a woman considered a virgin sexually, sometimes a woman could be considered a virgin because she may not be sexually explorative or whatever, or knowledgeable about certain things. And a woman could still be a virgin in different variances of life and may have missed out on certain things in her development as a young woman. So sometimes women could still be a virgin as far as motherhood. They could still be a virgin as far as understanding what it's like to be a wife, learning how to cook and clean, you know, in those aspects. And it takes them to wanting to learn and look at the activity not as a chore, but as something of a responsibility and role, you know, when becoming a wife, you know. Okay, and that's just my opinion, okay. And then you have an unlearned and unschooled young woman who has an air of innocence, but is still in the developing stage of mutual and social competency. Okay, so they basically trying to get equipped and in depth to their environment and learning various things. Maybe it could be life skills, how to be survive, how to make money, how to maintain financial literacy and things of that sort. It could be various things that a woman is trying to learn as far as to increase her competency on something when she is in that novice stage. Okay, and then a young woman may undergo many lessons about her readiness to do certain things and to be courageous about self-respect, self-love, and appropriate conditions for sexual encounters, whereas she's protecting herself and being very judgmental of the partners who she chooses to be intimate with. And before even being intimate with a person, you want to be able to have that mental connection before engaging in any sexual activity with anyone. Okay, so that's just my opinion and my advice for young women and, you know, the life of a maiden woman. Okay, and now I will talk about the role of a wife, and then we are going to end on a short and sweet note. Okay, so the role of a wife is a partnership and service to her husband without compromising her dignity and pride as a woman or wife. Another role is preparing food and clothes for her husband and children. Another role is catering to the needs of her husband while fulfilling her own needs in a healthy and reciprocated manner. a wife who loves her husband unconditionally and not on a conditional base, okay? Oh, I only love my husband when he buys me certain things. No, no, no. A wife who keeps his honor and dignity as a value, confident, okay? And being available to your husband, and what's most important out of all things is being able to respect your husband, okay? And not degrade and disrespect him, but respect him, okay? And then a role of a wife, too, is the domesticated part, but I call it on a general base as far as general cleaning, cooking for her husband, because those roles can be interchangeable as far as cooking and cleaning. And then bearing his children and raising them up together, not just separately, but together. Those things are, you know, some of the, those are partial things of as far as the role of a wife that I highlighted. And that consists of compromise and being able to have the ability to be selfless in one's act. Okay, so with that being said, I thank you all for taking the time out, for listening to the memoirs of her. I hope that you guys enjoyed tonight's show and that you got something very considerable out of this show on tonight. And if I butchered any word on tonight, please forgive me. Okay, and with that being said, you all have a wonderful night and bye-bye.